HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Union Civil Aviation Ministry has released the draft of the National Drone Policy in a move that aims to boost future tech. It has made it significantly easier for people and companies to own and operate drones. It has also streamlined a labyrinthine certification process for manufacturers, importers and users. The document has now been put up for public inputs till August 5th, following which it will be notified. The rules will replace the Unmanned Aircraft System Rules, UAS, 2021, which came into force in March. The Ram Temple in Ayodhya will open to devotees for worshipping Ram Lalla, or the child deity, by the end of 2023, office bearers of the trust overseeing the high-profile project have said. They added the entire 70-acre campus will be completed by the end of 2025. The announcement came after a meeting of the 15-member Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust with engineers and architects. The meeting was chaired by Trust Chief Nripendra Mishra. The construction committee has decided to keep the Ram Janmabhoomi campus eco-friendly. WhatsApp blocked at least 2 million accounts in India from May 15 to June 15. The accounts were blocked using automated technology. The platform blocks around 8 million accounts a month around the world. The Facebook-owned messaging platform released a compliance report. The company has challenged the traceability clause of the social media and intermediary guidelines. This is the first such report WhatsApp has published for India. WhatsApp is now the fourth company after Google, Facebook and Twitter to publish the report and appoint officers in keeping with the new guidelines. Pakistan has said traces of explosives were confirmed in a preliminary probe into a bus blast that killed 13 people, including 9 Chinese nationals. It said terrorism couldn't be ruled out in the incident. This came a day after the country claimed a gas leak within a bus resulted in the Chinese national's death. Beijing had pushed back strongly in the face of Islamabad's claim. It had described the incident as a bomb attack. It also demanded punishment for the perpetrators and steps to ensure the safety of Chinese personnel, institutions and projects in Pakistan. The Union Cabinet may shortly consider the landmark Electricity Amendment Bill 2021. This will be to reform the power distribution business and make it more competitive. Post the Cabinet's approval, the bill is expected to be introduced and voted upon in Parliament's monsoon session that begins on Monday. The bill also proposes appointing a member with a legal background in every electricity regulatory commission and strengthening the appellate tribunal for electricity. It also spells out penalties for any failure by power distribution companies to meet renewable purchase obligations.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HD Smartcast.